Welcome back to Change It Up. Now here's your host, Paula Shaw.
Welcome back to Change It Up Radio with Paula Shaw. And as promised, here in this segment, we are going to be talking with our financial advisor and sponsor, Sherry Blair, about how we can close this gender wage gap. So first, let me tell you a little bit about this lady. She has been working as a financial advisor for over 27 years. She really knows her stuff, I can tell you that firsthand. And what we really love about Sherry on this show is that her whole focus is helping women to grow beautiful financial futures. And she does that in a variety of ways that I really love. She does educational events, but they're always fun, and we'll be talking about one a little later on that she's got coming up. And she also especially works with women to involve them, whether she's working with a husband and wife, involve them in the decisions and make sure they understand the investments inside and out so that they are able and competent should they for some reason suddenly be on their own, or if something happens where they want to maybe make an investment of their own. So Sherry Blair, ladies, if you are thinking about trying to find somebody to help you know what to do out there to grow your money and to spend it wisely, Sherry Blair is your girl. And she's my girl right now. Hello, Sherry.
Hello, Paula. Thank you. Thank you, Paula.
I'm so delighted to have you with us today.
Well, I'm delighted to be here, Paula. It's always so fun to be with you on your show.
Thank you. Thank you. I know we do always have a good time.
We do. We do.
So I was mentioning earlier in the show, Sherry, and also to the Facebook live stream viewers, that last month we talked about some facts that I think are still pretty horrible. Mm-hmm. Like that women still make 80 cents to every dollar that men make. Mm-hmm. And women of color, it can be as low as 60 cents, right?
Yes, even, I mean, half, really half. I mean, Latino
even
women
lower,
is even lower than people of color. Uh-huh.
So I think it's going to be really cool today that we're going to talk a little bit about how can we make this different? How
can we
change it up, Sherry?
Right, right. You're right, Paula. There were a lot of facts that I shared last month. Mm-hmm. Well, it was really astonishing because we talked about the fact that it should take over 200 years to close this gender pay gap. And that was cited by the Global Gender Gap Report of 2018. So if we really want to reach equality for women, this topic just has to stay at our forefront, right? Mm-hmm. It has to stay in the forefront of our minds. Mm-hmm. I'm glad to continue on with this, and I'd like to give some ideas instead of just the statistics of how grim this looks to actually think about some of the ways that we can bring about the change.
I love that.
Right,
Let's talk about them.
So we know that companies and governments worldwide are increasingly recognizing women and economic participation as a gateway to their household and community security, okay? So it makes sense to concentrate on women as the forerunners of economic growth. So because of investing in women, that will produce a multiple effect. Mm-hmm. So women will reinvest, for the most part, in the majority of their income in their families and in their communities. So they also play key roles in creating peaceful and stable societies. So this is essential.
Yeah.
Amen, right. So this is essential for economic growth and prosperity. Mm. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'd like to share five concrete ideas that can and things that can be done to close this wage gap,
great,
getting us closer to achieving gender equality or parity. Number one, encourage women to develop negotiating skills. So there was a study done. Obviously, there's always these studies, right? Mm-hmm. Where they say 50% of men negotiate their salary compared to 7% of women.
Oh, my Lord. Only 7% of women negotiate their salary?
Right, right.
Wow.
Which, I mean, can you imagine? So when women do negotiate their salaries, it's been said that they ask for less money than men for the same job, same qualifications, educationally, certification, so on and so forth. This study was done in 2010, which is a while ago, but an annual report on gender pay gap states that negotiating skills are especially trickier for women because some behavior, like self-promotion, like promoting yourself, right, is not always comfortable for women, particularly some women, and that works for men, but it also would backfire for women.
And, you know, I think the other piece that's got to play here is we're natural nurturers.
That's right.
You know, we're worrying about other people's feelings and thinking about their feelings, you know, where men have a different attitude about that, I think. So that does make it hard for us to negotiate.
That's right. So it goes on to say that negotiating doesn't have to feel like you're taking these huge risks. Knowing what your skills are, right? Understanding the value and the worth of those skills, right? And your talents and so forth. And making clear what you bring to the table.
I love that because that feels powerful. Doesn't feel bossy, doesn't feel full of yourself, right?
Right.
It's powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Be clear who you are and bring that to the table and value it.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. So your common goals and maintaining a positive attitude, obviously, are just some of the tactics that we have seen to be effective for women.
Love so, that. Love
that's
that.
The first one. The second one is encouraging women to discuss pay with coworkers. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, this may sound a little odd for some, but it's kind of like in Breaking Money Silence with Kathleen Kingsbury, right? Or even what you say, or your book, saying the right thing when you don't know what to say. It's like you don't know how to say it or put it out there, but it's like these things have to come out. We need to discuss it. It has to get out on the table. So how do you know how much money to ask for if you don't know, you don't have any context?
Right.
So
you don't know what everybody else is making.
Right, right.
Good point.
Right. So
Some of us were taught that's bad taste, but I think you're right. It needs to be out in front.
Right. So we need to start discussing our salaries.
All right. And number three?
Okay. And number three is to pass additional wage equality. I'm sorry.
Legislation that says men and women make the same pay for the same job. Is
right,
that what
you're
saying?
Right. In 2009, there was a Fair Pay Act done by Lilly Ledbetter, which protects a woman's right to take action against pay discrimination. But that's not enough because just a couple states have passed the Equal Rights Amendments to ensure that women are treated equally and fairly in these areas of society, including our workplace.
Yes, so we need maybe more and better legislation to protect us.
Because right now, the only laws that touches on equality for women and men is the voting, is right to vote.
Wow.
Ooh. As far as women and men equality.
Number four?
Number four.
These are good. I love them.
Pass paid family leave policies.
Okay, explain that.
Okay, there's been a big push to pass the family leave. I mean, in other words, or the mother to have paid leave and the father as well.
Uh-huh.
And some companies are doing that. We've been talking about that. That's been in the consciousness of our society now for a while, but right now there's only three states that even have this policy.
Wow. Are we one of them, California?
Yes. Yeah, thank God.
Hallelujah.
And place guaranteeing that both parents have the right to have paid leave off work and care for their children. So that's going to make a big difference because in a lifetime, a woman will lose over $274,000. Because of staying home with the children or family, I mean, having to, you know, giving birth and taking care of the children and so on and so forth, where a man would only lose around $30,000, which is over a $40,000 difference. That's in a lifetime. But, you know, that could be tough. I mean, tougher.
All right. And number five.
Ensure access to affordable child care.
Okay.
So we know that, especially women making minimum wage. So if you're only making minimum wage, how do you afford to pay for childcare?
Exactly.
So this will change a lot of things, right? Because you can't even afford, I mean, if you have a baby to stay home and not, you know, you're going to pay your childcare or almost what you get.
Oh, yeah. Making. It's almost a push.
Yeah.
Right. So you don't end up actually earning any money. You end up being able to pay for the right to go to the job.
Right. Right.
Somebody
does that make
to pay
sense?
For taking care of your children.
Exactly.
I do actually know somebody in my own life who was going to go to work, but that's exactly what happened. the amount of money it would cost her to have her daughter cared for wasn't quite as much as the, what she would have made in the job. So her earnings would have been minuscule.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This is a big, big issue and has been for decades now.
All right, and we will talk more about how to close this gender wage gap when we come back with Sherry Blair in just a minute.
We'll be right back with more Change It Up with Paula Shaw on AM 1170, The Answer.
Now, more than ever, it's important for women to understand why they need a financial strategy. Women tend to make less money than men, live longer, and face more financial challenges during retirement. Hi, I'm Sherry Blair. With evolving roles and increasing responsibilities, women are seeking out ways to become more knowledgeable about their finances. My life's work has been to empower women to make good financial decisions today to help ensure you have a bright future tomorrow. I'm here to help you learn more and to become more. Give me a call for your free no-obligation consultation or a second opinion at 619-997-0416. 619-997-0416. That's 619-997-0416.
Sherry Blair is registered with and securities are offered through Brokers International Financial Services, LLC, member SIPC. Brokers International Financial Services, LLC is not an affiliated company. California license number 0B42369.
Welcome back to Change It Up. Now here's your host, Paula Shaw.
Welcome back to Change It Up Radio with Paula Shaw. I'm here in studio today with Sherry Blair, and we're talking about how do we close this gender wage gap? Because, as we mentioned earlier, women are still not earning equally with men, even if they're doing the exact same job. That's just crazy, Sherry. And in 2019, it's hard for me to believe that's still the case. But in our last segment, Sherry gave us five tips for closing that gender wage gap. And Sherry, so let's talk a little bit about how does this play out in retirement? I mean, if you're not even earning the same during your earning years, then what happens?
Great point, Paula. This is very important because if we're earning less and we're not working as much because we're taking care of the children or our senior parents as caretakers, how does that affect us in retirement? We know that women are more likely to take the time off of work, as we talked about,
right,
and to raise their families. And during these periods, there may be earnings. They're going to lose out on these earnings, mm-hmm. right? So they're going to earn less. And secondly, women live longer than men on average. We've talked a lot about that
yes.
over the time. You know,
yes, we have.
And you know, that's been cited. There's a U.S. Center of Disease Control that decided that I was looking at. But the average life expectancy for women is over 81 years old,
mm-hmm.
whereas for men, it's 76 years old.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
that's pretty young.
And women are less yeah. than their male counterparts. And we have to stretch our retirement savings that much longer.
Right.
So, and there's also what you've heard of as the pink tax, and that means women often pay more than men for some of the same products. I know that's very odd, but there's a long list of expenses that women will outlay over their lifetimes for things that men do not, and that is obviously the female products,
mm-hmm.
right? Well, cosmetics, right?
Right.
What about hair color?
I know. We
right.
spend a lot of money on things they don't even need.
Right.
Lipstick.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
Eye makeup.
Exactly. So earning less over fewer working years has a secondary impact on the shrinking of the amount of Social Security that one will get.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, Social Security is based on...
Oh, that's true. What you earn, right?
Yeah. It is based on a worker's 35 highest earning years.
I see.
So if the male counterpart works another 5-10 years more than you, you're already, you know, and you're making less. So we're making less. Mm-hmm. We work less, not everyone, but you know, mm-hmm. typically. And then we live longer. Think about it.
Without the money we need to live
right,
well.
Right. So I have a couple of ideas. We want to prioritize retirement savings more, okay? And women aren't always saving for retirement enough. I know that women think about retirement and expect it, and they talk about wanting to do it, but they say that although a lesser rate than men, only 45% of women expect to be able to even fund their retirement.
Wow.
Where with men, it's over 52%.
So a huge percentage of us are still hoping and counting on a man.
Right.
Paying for our retirement or earning what will provide for us in our retirement.
At least part of our retirement. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Part of it, right. Exactly. Exactly.
Wow. Wow.
So the second thing would be to participate in retirement savings plans. So, you know, they say 73% of women participate in either a 401k, a 403b, or some similar kind of employer-sponsored retirement plan. Whereas for men, it's over 82%.
Wow, that's a big difference.
Yeah, that is a big difference. So on average, women contribute just 7% of their annual salary to these plans, mm-hmm. where a man will contribute over 10%. So, wow. You know, when you think about all these things and you add them up, and then, you know, as women, we're coming into retirement or we're, you know, looking at retirement, we're facing these things. We actually need more money than men. We
That's
do.
True.
If
That's
we're living
true.
Longer, we need more money. Mm-hmm. So how do we do that? We have to develop specific retirement strategies and plans. We have to do that.
And that's what you help people do, right?
That's right. That's right.
Yes, and you do it very well. And you do it, you're particularly focused on what's good for women, right?
That's right. Absolutely, mm-hmm. I am. because it is very important for me. It's a passion of mine, and I've dedicated a lot of my life to empowering women financially, teaching women financial literacy, and helping them find the value that they deserve, mm-hmm. you know, to have the financial comfort and the retirement like anybody else would. And when people have a problem with that, I always say, well, you need to go talk to if they need some psychological help or coaching. I say, it's a good thing to talk to a counselor like you, Paula.
Mm-hmm.
We mentioned Kathleen Kingsbury on the show here. She helps coach women when it comes to knowing their worth and be able to negotiate mm-hmm. at a job for a particular job.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, it occurs to me that probably part of the problem is we were talking earlier about cultural norms, right?
Right.
It used to be a cultural norm that women either stayed home altogether or they stayed home for many years raising the children.
Right.
So our culture didn't need to make sure women could earn equally because that wasn't even an issue.
No.
They weren't really working at one point in time, and then they stepped into the job market. And it was like our culture was still back thinking everybody's staying home raising the children, but here we were out in the workforce.
Right. So today, I don't think I sit in front of couples that both of them would not have to work.
Yeah. That's pretty true, especially here where we live.
In California. But, mm-hmm. you know, even if they get to stay home and help raise the kids, you know, be there with the children when they're young, but it's just not the same. It's mm-hmm. not the same. I mean, we all know it's just harder and harder and harder for people to be in the middle class and to reach that and stay that. It's pretty, like you said, even particularly here in California and different parts of the country where property values are so high and land values are so high.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really something that we can do or is a privilege if you have it, but for most of us, they don't.
Yeah.
So
I think that one of the things that occurs, at least in the interaction for you with mm-hmm. the women that you deal
mm-hmm.
with,
mm-hmm.
and one of the things that hopefully we're trying to do right here in this show is education. We need to educate women about what is right. We need to educate, like the point you made earlier about women don't have the negotiating skills to go in and negotiate a better salary. You know, it's not like part of the culture in which we grow up.
Right.
You know, we're playing mommy and dolls. We're playing tea parties. We're doing other kinds of things that are more about family and nurturing
mm-hmm.
while the guys are learning how to be tougher than the other guy and how to be a
compete,
winner at this
compete.
And compete. Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. So mm-hmm. they're just naturally better at it. And one of the things I really love about what you do, Sherry, is these events.
Yes.
Which I have been to many of. Sherry really understands women. So she puts together, at least a couple of times a year, and now even more, events where either the ambiance is lovely, like a garden, and part of what you're going to do is put a flower arrangement together, combined with beautiful food and an educational segment where you cover a certain topic, like maybe retirement, saving for retirement,
that
kind of thing.
That's right. That's right.
And you're about to do that again, aren't you? What do you have coming up, Sherry?
Yes, Paula, thanks. I have a couple of events coming up. The first one is April the 6th, and it is Dream Your Finances.
Oh, tell me about that. Because I'd like to dream a big dream.
Well, that's exactly what we're doing. Uh-huh. That is exactly what we'll be encouraging the women to do. Mm-hmm. It is on a Saturday afternoon, and it is at my office, and it's a smaller, more intimate setting. So we are going to be doing that. We're going to be putting vision boards together.
Oh, great idea.
Yeah.
Great idea.
Yeah.
And that's April 6th, you said?
April the 6th. Okay. And the other one is April the 27th, and that's at the San Diego Botanic Gardens in Encinitas on a Saturday afternoon. And I have another guest speaker, and myself will be sharing the financial literacy or information to educate women. And we're having a fashion show.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
This is something new.
Yes, it is.
We haven't done a fashion show
before. Right. That's right. So it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of fun with the girlfriends. I mean, it's a real fun, uplifting time, but it's also informational and informative. So it doesn't have to be real serious.
Right, and stuffy.
Yes, to get the information, right?
Exactly. And that's one of the things I love about you, Sherry. What I love about your approach and why I always recommend you to women especially, but she does work with everybody, guys. She doesn't discriminate.
That's right.
But Sherry, I want to thank you so much for all this gold you shared today. And was there one more thing?
I just wanted to mention the website.
Yes. If you're interested in getting information about these events that Sherry just told you about, they should go to
SherryBlairFinancialServices.com. That's my website.
And her name is spelled CHERIBLAIR, SherryBlairFinancialServices.com. Thank you again, Sherry. Thank you for all the wisdom you shared and for the bright person that you are, the little bubbly firecracker. And thank you to all of you for being with us today, especially on the Facebook fully produced maiden voyage of our show. We are on AM 1170 and 96.1 FM every Sunday evening at 9 o'clock. We're on all the major podcast platforms and iHeartRadio and Blog Talk. So it's very easy to find us. And if you can't remember all that, as I always say, just ask Alexa. Actually, you know what? You can ask Siri now, too. I tried that.
Oh, wow.
That's so cool. Thanks for being
That's
with us.
Great.
We look forward to seeing you again next week. And thank you, Sherry.
Thank you, Paula. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Change It Up with Life Transitions expert, speaker, and best-selling author, Paula Shaw. Join the Change It Up movement with Paula Shaw as we explore topics that inspire, welcome change, and create a new kind of conversation. To learn more about Paula, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities, visit changeitupradio.com. Whether you're feeling happy, sad, mad, or glad, it never hurts to change it up.